This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. The team is called the Rebels, and the band was playing Dixie. And these group of youngsters, high schoolers in the South, ran onto the football field holding American flags. And I'm sure you've seen the video of it. If you haven't, you should. It will bring joy to your belly, joy to your heart, joy to your mind, to see these kids doing this. In fact, I saw another story where two black kids tried to take a knee in a high school football game. Coach kicked them off the team. Good for that coach. Hero to me. But I want to go back to this team in the South that played Dixie as their team was a lot of black kids, ran out onto that field with that American flag and showed patriotism beyond belief. Good for them. Let me tell you what that means, folks. That shows you that there was a time during the last 8 years under Barack Obama where I don't even believe that would have happened. I believe if Obama had been president right now, the NFL would be so progressive at this point. People, the sponsors would be loving these clowns. The entire teams would all be taking a knee during the anthem. We'd be talking about not playing the anthem. There'd be things like, well, you know what, we should just not play it. They've already said, well, the teams that used to, they just would stay in the locker room. Well, why? Then they said, no, it was good PR, good marketing for the NFL to show that these guys, you know, stood for the flag. Yeah, they stood for it as long as the NFL made money. That just covered up the little Band-Aid that's been brewing. By the way, not just through the NFL, through all companies. Pay me enough money, I'll say what you want me to say. That's the Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton way. Pay people to be patriotic. Pay people to be, to pretend that they're, you know, meeting compliance and all these other things. We shouldn't even have to. Look, you should be patriotic. You should be all about your company. Nobody should have to pay you for that. When I worked as an engineer, they didn't say, Kevin, look, you're a black guy. If you will really be, you know, pro company and black and say something, we'll give you a $10,000 bonus. I mean, I'd have taken it, but I'd have been like, okay, if you want to give me this free money, because look, if I work for your company, I want to do the best. I have a guy right now, Kirk. He helps me with the radio show. We have a lot of people. You guys already know Brett. He co-hosts the show or guest hosts the show. And Kurt is a hard worker, very Christian man. Used to be, was about to make it big in the music industry and stopped. Was opening for the biggest bands in America. And he stopped. Because he found God. But for him, we talked about this. God says, do your best. If you have a job, do your best. Work as if you are working for the Almighty himself. That's the way you should treat your work. Go toil in the field. So, you know, work my butt off, not because somebody gives me money or whatever, but the NFL's got to be paid to be, you know, I tell you what, we'll add that to our deal. Will you pay us $11 million to come stand for the anthem? And then they go sit. They take a knee. So these kids ran out. They didn't have to be paid to run out with American flags. That's why I love little kid sports. But then there's a whole other group of kids. We talked about these guys taking the knee. 8-year-olds taking the knee. All these high schoolers run out with the flags. Oh, yeah, pro-Americana. And what's funny about it is it's happened in the South. You know, the racist South. Let me tell you where the most racist part of the country is. It's the West Coast. It's the Northeast. Yeah. The West Coast and the Northeast are the most racist parts of this country. And there's some parts of the country in the North, Northwest, that are racist, but they're stupid racist. They don't even know it. Like these Portland and Seattle racists. You know, they think, oh, we're helping black people. We're not helping black people. They think they are. in the North, they're just blatantly racist. Yeah. Especially that Northeast corridor like D.C. and Baltimore and all that. They love their Planned Parenthoods in black neighborhoods. They love keeping blacks in complete and abject stupidity. They love that black folks are trained. They're taught and trained. It's influence. It is emphasized to be anti-American. They love it. Look at who's sitting on these football fields. It isn't some, you know, white kids that are going, I'm down with you, man. These white kids are looking at them going, what? These white players, these brothers are sitting down on that football field, trained, I mean, literally like trained monkeys to be exactly what Margaret Sanger wanted. She loves, if Margaret Sanger was alive today, she would be secretly meeting with Kaepernick, telling him, thank you, son. Thank you for what you're doing. You're doing exactly what I want you to do. You're fooling black people into believing that there's misery all over the place. I was on TV on some guy, Steve Hilton. He's on The Weeknd. I didn't even know who the dude was. He's that British guy that comes on the weekends. And he gives a monologue. You know, and I grew up in Britain, and we know that oppression is happening in America, and I'm coming on, I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. What oppression in America are you talking about? I said, you're talking about the 1960s. You are not talking about Y2K17, my friend, when there are examples on top of examples of black achievement and a nation that we built. And you want me to feel bad about a nation that I built that you now live in? You wanted to come here from you're from England. You know, you would think you're the cradle of civilization. You taught us about democratic republics. And so you're here now. And you want to look at this situation and go, oh, well, black people are oppressed. No, we're not. I didn't even see his side of the interview. From what I'm told, he was just like, what? But I listened to his preamble and went, I don't agree with you. Because it was crazy to listen to this guy. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, the Vegas shooting will still be something we'll discuss a bit because we've got a bit more information. But that's not, okay, big deal. To me, there's so many other things to talk about under the backdrop of all of these things. And what's interesting about this Vegas thing is there is no color angle for the left. The only possible outcome in this story is the left ends up looking bad. If it turns out this guy is a Muslim, if it turns out that he is a Democrat, and I suspect that he may very well still be both of those. But if it turns out anything, he's bad. There's no upside for them because white people were killed by a white dude. The only thing they could possibly say is, well, Kevin, you've been talking about black on black crime. All right, there you go.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know what I really like about Donald Trump? He gets somewhat into the, I don't want to call it minutia, because it is a minutia when dozens of people are killed and hundreds are injured in one of the world's destination for tourism. On his watch, by the way, something he definitely inherited from Barack Obama, which is mass shootings, because Barack Obama was the king of the mass shooting. Man, more on his watch than all the other presidents combined, almost. So, it is a minutia, but this is a guy that's got lots of things on his plate, and when things happen, Trump immediately comes out, boom, quote, here's my tweet. We stand by you, Vegas. Blah, blah, blah. Now, we posted a tweet. Somebody named Donald Trumper did it. But I got to tell you, it fooled me at first because it was so on point to what Trump would say. So apparently somebody's having fun mimicking the president. But he didn't say anything silly. When Trump did come out and say something about it, President Trump, then suddenly... You know, it was spot on. It was like exactly what he would say. You know, the guys are cowards. for doing, the guy who did it is a coward. We'll get to the bottom of it, and go Vegas, you'll be back stronger. And it's true. So anyway, very tragic situation it really is that these guys would, that somebody would shoot up this group of people that are, the thing that bugs me about that is it makes every parent in the country worry about their children going to events. You worry a little bit about going to events. I mean, it's, you know, it's the obvious outcome. It's what terror does. I want to read something from a viewer. I was on TV talking about this NFL stuff, and we're going to bounce back and forth because there's just too many issues going on. And also, there's a couple of stories that I wanted to get to last week that they don't have a shelf life, but they're weird stories that I just find kind of interesting. But this one, a viewer, I'll call it a Fox viewer, said this. Good morning. I just listened to you tell a group of TV anchors that blacks were told or raised to hate America. I believe this was a misleading comment. I was not raised to hate America. And most blacks that I know dislike the racist ways of America and the world, but they don't hate America. I wasn't raised to hate anyone. And my family wasn't either. I'm praying for those who promote hate. Why raise our kids to hate? You can't fight hate with hate. The country lacks love and empathy for humanity. Have a great day. Just my thoughts, Dr. Grover. And I said, I appreciate your comments, but I suggest you do a bit more research. You have been taught to hate all your life. In a time of a black president last 8 years, who would believe we would still discuss racism? Black Lives Matter trumps all lives matter. Since when? The NAACP still exists as if America remains some draconian country. Blacks succeed all over the place, but not a day goes by when we aren't blaming whites. White privilege is preached. Black angst is taught from kindergarten to college. Entire curricula dedicated to teaching blacks how bad America is, how bad America has been towards black people. Woe is me. There is no sunshine. The light at the end of the tunnel is a train, and I could go on. And I said, I dare you to research how many blacks do not believe in the flag, how many blacks openly say they hate America or won't stand for the national anthem. I dare you to go look it up and think that this is some anecdotal thing. Look at the number of players on the football field prior to Kaepernick who never stood for the anthem, put their hand over there. I mean, they may have stood for it, but they look down, they look around, they move around, they stretch. They don't put their hand over their heart. They have zero interest in this country except their own personal gain. There is no ask not what this country can do for you, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all about them. And woe is me. And even when they're getting over, we've got a picture of Kaepernick standing in front of a car. I don't even know the make of the car. It's that exotic. He's in front of a fat house. It's obviously his house. This house is worth millions. And if you just take that picture and you say, this is oppression? We've got black people going over to London, England, playing football, talking about how oppressed they are while people, half the people, 3 billion people plus on this planet live on less than $3.50 a day. Let's just make it $5 to be on the safe side. And they go over talking about oppression. These people make more in an hour than most people in the world make in a year. And they want to try to tell the world how oppressed they are as black people living in America. How insane is that? I said, you hear things like, not my country. Recently, I watched Charles Woodson, former defensive back for various professional football organizations, and he discussed Francis Scott Key as a slave-owning racist, the guy who wrote the national anthem, and said it as if, well, how could you sing the song of a racist? Well, I would say the same thing of any white dude singing the song of Jay-Z. or Singing of Iced Tea and Cop Killers and all these other things. Really? How could you say, oh, well, how are you going to sing a song by Chris Brown? He's a wife beater. Put another way, folks. A multimillionaire former football player, Charles Woodson, still laments the country that provides him everything. This country, she said, talked about the lack of love and empathy for humanity. And I said to her, this country lacks nothing of the sort. We are nothing but empathetic. I don't know what she's talking about. We are empathetic to the cause of freedom all over the globe. We are empathetic to any natural disaster that occurs, even man-made disasters. We are empathetic to people who are being oppressed by their governments. We are the most empathetic. Who's this person? What planet is she from? So this country gives and gives, and people like you view America through the prism of blackness without an ounce of consideration as to where you can do better. So please tell me where that country exists. Because of the 53 countries in Africa, I doubt that you would trade any of them for America. How many blacks do you know that go back to Africa every year fighting to get there? Because I can tell you this, undoubtedly, thousands, tens of thousands of Africans fight every year to get to America, to get on that lottery, to get to this country. And they would do anything to get here, and they would do anything to stay here. And in fact, we've got a story about these students that are mad about the African Americans the Africans at Cornell University. They say there's too many.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So, shifting gears a little bit between the Vegas thing, the shooting. Had a friend of mine say that friends of hers who are flight attendants happened to be in Vegas at the time, and they're still unaccounted for. So, we will hopefully get good news about that. Because, boy, I got to tell you, I was thinking about that Ariana Grande concert. Remember the one that got shot up in, was it in Paris? And it, all these things make me think of terror, because it's just an act of terror when you go somewhere. It's like a movie theater. You go to the movies and boom, you got shot up. Well, I think that was in Colorado. And so for some time, you're like, I don't know if I should go in a movie theater. When they flew the planes into the World Trade Center, how many of us were leery of flying for some time? My hands up. So these are not little things. Things like this last for quite a while. They've got hotlines out for this stuff. And let me tell you, the people who went and the families affected, you better know those folks are concerned. Look, I can sit here and tell you, I don't have many family that listen to country music. I don't even know who this act is, to be honest with you. So I'm pretty clear on I don't have any family there. Did I have friends there? Just told you, friends of a friend. So, don't know who's there, don't, you know, and you never know. You never know. God, it's sad. And it's sad because we've ushered, they say Donald Trump's the cause. The left know that's not the case. They are the cause of this. They brew so much hate inside of people. And again, we don't know this knucklehead's motivation. Who knows if we'll know it completely? We don't know it. We can only speculate. But let me tell you something. The people that do this type of thing, generally speaking, are not God-fearing. They're not Christians. They're ideologues that are so bent on making you understand the way they think. And I'm telling you, almost to a person, anybody that's willing to go to that length on the ideology tends to be a leftist. They will not listen. You cannot reason with these folks. You've probably tried with the majority of them. I'm not going to say all of them. But when you look at the guy that shot up the Republican baseball game. I mean, can you imagine what's going through your mind? You're sitting at home and you go, man, I know they're going to play that Republican baseball game. And you're just seething with anger. I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to politicize this. I'm just giving you observations. The Democrats were playing a game. We had won, I mean, in terms of the election. But let's go back to the 8 years they played that very same game. We were seething with, not anger, but surprise and regret and humiliation and a lot of other things for Barack Obama being president. And they played that game 8 years, particularly after 2008 and after 2012. And I don't think there was a conservative in this country who was like, man, if I could just get to that baseball game and shoot up a bunch of Democrats, life would be good. We just sucked it up, and we went along our merry way, and we kicked their butts again in 2014, and then we really showed them in 2016. That's our reaction. And these are the people that tell you that the Donald Trump rallies, they beat people up. As they're beating people up outside of the rallies, paying people, goons, to show up. A friend of mine said they were at their union rally for something, you know, transportation. And they were trying to vote another guy in. And the goons were there in such a degree that they said, wow, there were people in fear. They were ready to leave the convention. And they, you know what? I'm proud to say they stayed. But you sit here and you go, this is the left. They will try to anything they can to get you to capitulate. But they accuse Trump's supporters of us of beating people up. Then election night occurred. I was in D.C., not like the inauguration, and they're burning stuff, man. They're trying to terrorize. Antifa strikes. Black Lives Matter goes to kill cops. And they tell you, "You're look at all the things you guys do. You're mean people." Really? In comparison to what? What are you talking about? It's just it's incredible that they get away with this. It really is. That's not even what I want to talk about. I mean, it's easy to segue into the violence, the violent nature of these people. It's very easy. I'm going to talk about Chicago in just a second, but I want to put it into the context of something that I said a while back with these NFL knuckleheads. And I said that these are people taking a knee in order to say that they're fighting the injustice that occurs in this country. And in practically every city where an NFL game is played, within 2 or 3 days of that game, somebody black has killed somebody else black. Or somebody black has killed somebody white. It's rare that cops kill people. There are 13 million interactions with cops roughly every year in this country. And there are roughly 900 shootings. 13 million interaction, 900 shootings. And of those 900 shootings, less than 200 of them are black folks. Far less. And that's what they talk about is injustice. As they take a knee. Anyway, let's talk about these guys. Sunday night football. Several members of the Seattle Seahawks chose to sit before the Sunday night football kicked off, the game kicked off, while the Indianapolis Colts decided to link arms in a show of unity for equality and racial justice. See, the NFL's not learning a thing in any of this. The results, they say, saw the Colts get crushed. Seattle scored a blowout 46-18 win. Whether it's politics or the final score or a mix of both, it was no win for NBC and the NFL last night. And I'm going to get into the stats in a second. But here's the bigger picture of this. The bigger picture of this is some of the players who stood, I'm told, raised their fist. Cam Newton was one of them. You remember him, the loser in the Super Bowl that he was supposed to win the other year? Yeah, that guy, he raises his fist. That's going to be the new symbol. We'll stand, but we'll raise our fist. Like Tommy Smith in the 1968 Olympics. Who was it? I forget the other guy. Both of them, amazing quarter milers. But they raised their fist, and they should have raised their fist in protest in 1968. Because Democrats were whooping black people's heads. When I see raised fist today, I'm like, shut up. What are you raising your fist for? You raising your fist because LeBron James might be the first billionaire sports figure? You raising your fist because of Tiger Woods' domination of sports and his worldwide adulation? You raising your fist because of all the other pro athletes that are, you know, that dominate practically every sport? You raising your fist for that? What are you raising your fist for? Oprah Winfrey being the preeminent talk show host? I mean, when you think talk show, you think Oprah Winfrey. When you raise your fist, you raising it for Samuel L. Jackson? You raising it for Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, Viola Davis? Who? Will Smith? Who are you raising it for? You raising it for Dr. Ben Carson, sitting on the president's cabinet? What's her name? Amorosa? Right-hand people to the president of the United States? Who are you raising your fist for? Equality of what? I keep asking all these black folks that want to be militant, tell me where you want to live. I guarantee you there's a white person in this country who will send you there and set you up because they don't want to hear it. And for those of you who stay, you know what they do? They say, shut the heck up. This country's done nothing but deliver. You know, let's go on these stats real quick. So they say it wasn't good. With a 11 out of 19 in metered market results, last night, Sunday Night Football was down 5% from last week when the Redskins beat the Raiders 27-10. As the league took another week-by-week ratings hit just a month into the 2017 season, Sunday's game was also down a bit year-to-year compared with the then-season low, Pittsburgh Steelers 43-14 smackdown of the Chiefs on August 2nd. Of 2016, which dipped 2% in early numbers. So, let me just wrap it up here for you. Last year, it took a dip. This year, it took a bigger dip. That's it in a nutshell. And I want to go into some of the other stuff here in a minute, but I want to bring this all back to crime, Chicago, these other cities, and so on, because the backdrop of all of this is some concept that people are being treated unfairly, and the NFL continues to promote this lie. I don't know why. They seem hell-bent on making sure that everybody believes that this is a country where 70% of their players who are millionaires can't get a fair shake.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to thank my lovely wife, Jennifer. Those of you who know her know how strong Jennifer is. She's an incredibly warm and loving wife, and she's an incredible mother to our children. And somehow, through the late nights and the surgeries and all the other things, she managed to hold our family together to make sure that Harrison and Madison were cared for as well. And still to this day, she's not only by my side, but she's also serving as a great mother. I am lucky to have you. Thanks for being here. Love you, sweetheart.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Steve Scalise. Thank God he's still alive. And let me tell you something. Don't expect any NFLers to take a knee in support of Steve Scalise and the fact that it was a Democrat, a guy named Hodgkinson or whatever, who decided to shoot him for no reason. See, let me just explain something to you. Black America, leftist America, doesn't care if 5 million white people get shot and killed. I mean, we just profiled a lady who's on the left, a teacher, no less, an academic. And she said, of the people who probably went to see this country concert, the majority of them are going to be Trump fans, and it's okay if those Trump tards were killed. She's only praying that, the only people who were killed were what she deemed to be Trump tards. Because you're stupid if you voted for Trump. How could you not be? Because she voted for Hillary, and she's an academic. She's smart. These are the people teaching your children values. Just saying. Every time you decide, I'm going to leave my child with somebody, understand your child's going to come back as a sponge. If they're the typical kid, and they're going to tell you something, you're going to, where'd you learn that? And that needs to be good or it needs to be bad. So I'll give you an example. I had some friends over to the house, and very, you know, close friends that have kept my son and done some things with him. And Brian says, I can really tell this kid didn't fall far from the tree. He's having a conversation with him about dog sitting because Brian's wife dog sits. And my son says to him, do you charge to walk the dogs or do you just charge a flat fee to sit them? And he says, no, we just charge a flat fee. And my son says, you do know you can charge to walk the dog. And Brian's like, yeah, we know. We're trying to look at it, you know, like we're trying to offer like an all-inclusive service that lets people not have to worry about, is my dog getting walked or whatever. It's just all-inclusive. It's a good price. They feel like it's a good bar. He goes, I understand. He says, there are lots of other services that could be offered. For example, you could offer gourmet dog food versus regular dog food. And so Brian's explaining to me what's going on in his conversation. And as much as I'd love to take credit and tell you, oh, yeah, it's my kid, you know, his mom's had that conversation with him because when we sit our dog or, you know, have him in the kennel, then that's the type of thing that the kennel has said to us. So she was explaining capitalism, that you could have a la carte services, which is what he called them, which surprised Brian. You could have a la carte services or you could have all-encompassing services. And Brian was blown away. And see, I'm not blown away because I know this kid has been taught very interesting things and interesting concepts. But here's my point to the story. In leaving our son with Brian and his wife, because he was in school before I could actually get moved and everything else, I wasn't worried about the conversations that were going to come up because politically we agree. And not to mention, our kid knows a lot. He's not just going to fall for anything. So it was very refreshing to hear a report back where I'm going, that's a good conversation. We talk about, I mentioned to him that Seth Curry, you know, because he knows I can't stand LeBron James. And so I said, hey, buddy, just letting you know, Seth Curry didn't want to go visit the president. He's like, really? Explained it, and his older brother had gotten him a Seth Curry jersey because my son really loves, you know, he loves the player. He's a great basketball player. And my son goes, you think Corey would be mad if I burned Seth Curry's jersey? And I said, you know, he might be because it's a gift. The only reason why I haven't said to you something about it is because it is a gift. But that was the first question. Can I burn it? If he disrespects the president, I don't want it. So I didn't tell, you know, it was his decision, but that was his first thing out of his mouth. This is a kid being raised right. What are you talking about, disrespecting the president? It's an invitation to the White House. It is an invitation to an endorsement. And I look, wait, I had this conversation with you guys before. That if Barack Obama invites me to the White House because he wants to cover an issue, and he's going to fall on the sword and say, you know, Kevin, you black conservatives have been treated horribly by other people, and it's time we reconcile this. I'd love to go to the White House and have that conversation. But I'm not going to go to the conversation to have him pat and say, here's all my views, and I'm inviting you here so it can go look like you're capitulating to me when you go home. You're not using me. But in this particular case, if I were an athlete and had won the championship, all politics aside, I'm going to the White House. I don't care if Obama's there. I go there, take the team picture, say I was part of it. And if they go, were you down with Trump? I mean, with Obama? I go, heck no. But they had good food. And, you know, I don't know if I was going to get back there, but that's why I went. But I would not go if it violated my ideological, you know, bent. And I didn't. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. We were talking about the football ratings, and suffice it to say, they're way down. The league is still suffering. They're still trying to walk the line. Let's all link arms, and we'll have the occasional people sit. So they had what? I think they said, okay, so when Kaepernick did it, he sat, and then after that, it was nine people. Then Trump said, okay, sit, do whatever you want, and supposedly, they say 200 people sat. I don't know if that's the case. I heard it was 100. But it's 1,700 people in the league. Overwhelming majority of people did not sit. Then the NFL did whatever it did, issued the edict, and I was told that it was less than 20 people this week that sat. I don't know the numbers specifically, but a bunch of them sat. Some stood and raised their fist. So here's the thing. The NFL is still trying to walk a line of, I don't know, we don't, you know, do what you want, it's your peaceful protest. The NBA said, you will stand for the anthem, period. Now, if they're smart, they'll say, you will stand, you will make no gestures of black power, white power, or any other power. You'll stand, and that's it. If they were smart, that's what they do. Now, they've already said you're going to stand. I don't know how far they've gone. The NFL would be smart and to say that, but they haven't. And let me tell you something, and I said this the other day. Until they do this, there's only one direction it's going to go. And it isn't like they start doing it and suddenly we all come roaring back as fans. It isn't going to happen. Because now they've tainted the brand to the point where people know that they don't like. These players are making millions and millions of dollars, but they don't like America. They don't like, you know, what we represent. Why should I come back at all? So unless the NFL not only stops this, but they start getting these players that come out. By the way, the overwhelming majority of blacks in the NFL don't give a crap about Black Lives Matter. Nobody's going to tell you that. I'll tell you. When they start featuring these guys and playing for them, then you know, and I mean, showcasing them, is the guys who are on the field playing and doing well and become ambassadors to the sport, is not going to happen. Now, here's something interesting. They said that the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, he stood while the players took a knee. And supposedly they let him down. They didn't play hard. This week, guy gets brutalized, maybe out for the season. The rumor is, not only that last week did the Raiders throw the game, I don't know, I don't know if this is true or not. It's out there wide speculation that they threw the game and said, we ain't playing for this white boy who would not take a knee with us. And then the next week, he gets his knee blown out or something because they won't block for him. And now they got a quarterback in that they can't win with. But that's the level that these people appear to be willing to go in order to, you know, to further their own cause. How sick is that? That you would sacrifice your team and your players because they don't want to, you know, they don't follow your ideological bent. Be careful out there, guys.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.